Theme 4. Work. Audio tracks. Page 88. Canada. The new American dream? Part 1. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Toronto, where our radio team is attending the annual Immigrant Experience Conference. I'm with Janice Hoosen, a spokeswoman for the conference, who will tell us why and how Canada has become one of the favorite destinations for immigrants around the world. Janice, may I ask you, quite bluntly, if the American dream is over, or rather, if the American dream has been transformed into the Canadian dream?
It's funny for you to ask as an American, but there is some truth in what you say. Immigrants know for a fact that they are not welcome to the States anymore. Your president has been quite clear about his anti-immigrant feelings, but here in Canada, we think differently.
You don't think immigrants are likely to steal Canadians' jobs, like many people think in the USA?
We think that all that brings in new blood, new talents, is what makes the country great. Canada doesn't merely accept immigrants. They look forward to them. Canadian authorities go out of their ways to offer newcomers the best quality of life, and our GNP results are there to prove it.
Do you think that immigration can, at some point, become a threat to Canada's original culture?
I really don't think so, and many of our compatriots share my views. Anyway, Canadian culture is already extremely diverse, and the Canadian identity, if such thing exists, would be an extraordinary mixture springing from many roots.
What about the Canadian low-skilled workers' point of view? Don't they feel threatened by the immigration flow into Canada?
Well, not to my knowledge. It is also a fact that most of our immigrants are highly skilled. But whatever their background, immigrants in our country quickly integrate the labor force and use their skills to drive the Canadian economy and improve the nation's overall prosperity.
End of part one. Part 2. How many immigrants a year does Canada take in?
Canada averages 250,000 immigrants annually. It is the highest figure among the OECD members.
Oh, could you remind our audience what the initials OECD stand for?
Of course. They stand for the Organization for the Economic Cooperation and Development. 35 member countries, including Canada and the U.S., are participating in the OECD programs.
It has been heard in the news recently that Canada was planning to take in more permanent residents, which is one way of saying that the Canadian authorities are ready for going beyond the 250,000 immigrants a year figure. Is that really the case?
Well, in November 2017, our Minister of Immigration announced a plan which will responsibly grow the number of immigrants Canada welcomes annually. The figures announced are 310,000 new residents in 2018 and 330,000 in 2019, and so on. In 2020, new residents will account for 1% of the population.
Wouldn't you say that Canada is going a little too far in its generous immigration policy?
Not at all. This is not being generous. It is the opposite. We know that growth can be achieved only if our aging population combined with a low fertility rate can soon be replaced by a young and dynamic workforce. It's Canada's future which is at stake here. We have no time for bigotry.
How do you explain that we Americans, who used to be many immigrants' number one destination, have so much changed our standpoint?
I'm not an expert in politics, but I do think the USA are making one of their entire history's biggest mistakes in preventing foreign talents from being part of their success as a country.
Thank you, Janice, for your insight. We would have loved going further in this debate, but unfortunately our time is up. Goodbye to all, and be sure to tune in on our next week's program, devoted to the UK's immigration policy before and after Brexit. End of part 2.